It's really good to see things clearly. To see clearly. And if you've ever worn glasses and you take them off, things don't look very clear anymore. Old age catches up with us all in the end. It's good. It's good to see clearly, isn't it? But if we look really closely at something, we might see it in a completely different way. What might we use to make something look much clearer and better? What might we use? A magnifying glass. Well, it just so happens, we've got a magnifying glass to help us to look more clearly. So do you want to have a look? Have a look at his eye. Have a look at the eye. Have a look at the eye. Go on, get closer. That's it. It's amazing, isn't it? See how clearly it looks. Anybody else want to have a look at my magnifying? Do you want to have a look at my magnifying glass? Oh, look at me. You see all my hair? Binoculars. Great. Fantastic. Anybody else want to have a quick look at my magnifying glass? I used to love these when I was your age. Used to do things we shouldn't do, but I won't mention that. Do you want to have a look? Have a look at my hand. You see the wrinkles? See those wrinkles? What do you mean, yes? What do you mean? So put it nearer you and then get it in focus. You see my hand? It's huge, isn't it? Yeah. Wow. Magnifying glasses make things look much, much clearer, don't they? Now, on the screen are some everyday objects under a microscope. And I'm wondering if you can guess what these are that are magnified so clearly under a microscope. Anybody? What do you reckon? What do you reckon it is?
Pebbles.
Yeah. Mm. No, not pebbles. What do you reckon?
Glass stones.
You're getting close. Is this working?
Salt.
Ooh, close. Hello, it's working.
Cornflakes.
Good try. No, I'll put you out of your misery. It's sand. All it is sand. And you look at it clearly under a microscope and it's, whoa, amazing. Can we have the next slide, please? Any idea what that might be? Look very closely under a microscope. Well, there's a hand up there. It's a long way away. Can you tell me? No, you've forgotten. We've got hands up here.
Snow.
Oh, it looks like snow. No, it's not.
Paper.
It's paper. What kind of paper? Papering paper. It's paper. Can you see the fibres in the paper? It's newsprint. So there's a letter on a newspaper. Next one. This is easy. What do you reckon?
Rope.
It looks like rope, doesn't it? It's not rope. It's much smaller than that.
Wool?
Oh, yes, it's threads of wool. Very good. Well done. And one more. Somebody said this before. Ice cubes, yeah. Yeah, mini ice cubes. No, it's not ice cubes. There's a hand right at the back there. Oh, you're always doing this to me.
Salt.
It's salt crystals. Those perfect cube shapes, salt crystals. So when we magnify things, we see them so much more clearly, don't we, than we would have thought. And they look amazing. And now we're amazed when you see salt crystals and sands and bits of thread. Remember our Bible reading? In our Bible reading, it's a prayer. Mary prays to God when she finds out that she's expecting a baby, baby Jesus. What does she say in her prayer? Wow, I must have been amazing to have been chosen by God to have Jesus. No, She says how amazing God is. She says, my soul magnifies the Lord. Mary's soul looks closely at God for what he's done, and she sees him more clearly, and she's utterly amazed in her prayer. And she sees God and is much more amazed by him, that he's chosen her. And she's lowly. That means insignificant and small. And so her soul magnifies God and she rejoices. She tells God, who she sees now more clearly, exactly what she feels. And we call that praising God. So she praises God when she sees God much more clearly. So what are some of the things that we might praise God for at Christmas time when we see God more clearly? So if we see God more clearly, what might we praise him for at Christmas time? Any ideas?
His son.
His son, yeah. Praise God for Jesus. Thank you, Archie. Anything else that we might see God about God more clearly at Christmas time? We praise him for his son. Anything else? And it's not presents and turkey and all those sorts of things. We see God more clearly. Yeah.
To save us.
He came to save us. Yeah, good lad.
But for Jesus.
Yeah, for Jesus again. Yeah, that he loves us. That he cares for us. That Jesus was like us. Vulnerable, small. That Jesus was a refugee. He understands what suffering's like. These are great things about God. And they often get hidden, don't they, behind the Christmas trees and the turkey and the presents. We forget. So let's remember what a great God we have. Let's remind ourselves at Christmas time, especially, that when we look closely at God, he is amazing.